Are you tired of hearing you guys have never won an Indy?
when you win, you get the right to say that. So until we win there, that will continue to be said, and we look forward to the challenge this week of hopefully trying to change that.
We've talked a lot of the DBs about T.Y. and the damage he's done against your defense. Obviously, you could have something to say about that. How do you view what y'all need to do to try to slow that?
Yeah, he's a very good player. Obviously, a very good quarterback throwing in the ball. So when I look at things, I look at how I can help and how my unit can help. And that's obviously putting pressure on the quarterback and doing as much as we can up front to make it difficult on him. But they're good players, and they're going to make some plays. So we just need to make sure we try and minimize those plays.
What did you feel when you found out Clowney had the microfracture surgery?
I don't know a whole lot about it, so I don't know.
It's a serious operation that could jeopardize his start of his season next year.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Are you supposed to wear the Ohio State stuff all day?
Or yeah, is that by your all choice? Day. All day except for practice. So.
John Simon says it's starting to really suit you, but that he would have taken the money if you would have offered it to
opt out. I'm sure he would have.
Why didn't you opt out of
that? He can tell you whatever he wants. I had no choice to opt out anything. I had four guys, Pickett, Simon, Posey, and Vrabel, and they won. So I pay out my bets. So I have to wear this. So that's the explanation. I'll be taking a long shower at the end of the day.
You gonna make any more bets with anybody anytime soon?
I don't know. You know, that was a tough one to watch on Saturday, so we'll see. Prosh is already trying. So we'll gotta talk to my brothers and see what things are looking like up there.
So how tough is it putting that thing on?
It's not fun. It's not fun, Mark. It's not very good at all. But they played a great football game. So this, I'm gonna give it back to him. I'm gonna wash it and give it back to him. I'm not mean. I just it doesn't feel that good. But I have to do it. You know, I pay my bets. That's the way things go. You make a bet and you pay it.
Is Andrew Luck almost comparable to Roethlisberger in terms of tough to bring down, a big guy like that?
I don't like to compare guys. He is difficult to bring down, that's for sure. He's a big, strong guy. He's tough. He can move. He doesn't ever believe that the play's over, so he'll, you know, I mean, we've seen it in our games. Even when he's getting tackled, he'll throw the ball, flip it out to somebody. So he's a great football player, and it's a great challenge, and I really look forward to it. And it's been a fun battle for the last couple of years, and I look forward to it in the future as well.
He's big. He's bigger than most quarterbacks, and he's faster, and he runs, takes a lot of hits. How do you keep up with him, knowing that he can go anywhere at any time besides the pocket?
Yeah, you need to keep great pass rush lane integrity. Our guys, no one understand what the situation is, and we need to make sure we keep him contained. And then you do a great job with coverage down the field. But, I mean, it all starts with just doing your job, making sure that you know your assignment, what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to be, and you execute that properly.
You know, in the mic'd up thing, we heard you talk about how you liked going up against that one guy and you wanted to stay there. Is that always up to you, or are there times when they'll be like, no, we need you to take on this guy?
Yeah, it's every week it's a collaboration with Coach Romeo Grinnell, Coach Kolar, and myself. Some of it's game plan stuff, some of it's certain packages, some of it's based on feel, and as the game goes on, it gets adjusted and things get moved around, so you never know. Everybody always, you know, says, you try and make it so the other team can't game plan you because so they don't know where you're coming from. I mean, half the time I have no clue where I'm coming from, so it makes it pretty tough for the other people, I think, and that's the goal. You know, that's the goal, is to try and keep things mixed up so that we try and avoid as many of those double and triple teams.
How much has Coach Kolar meant to you as your development from coming in here in 2011 to now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. I talked a little bit about it last week. The ability to have him throughout my entire time here definitely helped with the transition, and it's also just helped make me a better player. You know, he has so much experience in this league, and he's such a tough coach, but he's a very, very good coach. And every single day, is something new with him, and I'm always learning and I'm always improving as a player, and I owe a lot of my credit to him.
Oh, guy you have to get used to?
Kolar? Definitely.
Yeah. He's a great football coach. He's loud. The thing about him is he'll always tell it like it is. You know, he's not going to hold anything back, but he's always going to tell the truth. And it just becomes then whether or not you want to hear the truth and whether or not you can handle the truth. And I think that's something that, especially as a young player, you know, having had in my rookie year and seeing rookies go through him, through it now with him, it takes a while. You know, you have to get used to somebody telling it like it is. And coming from, you know, big-time college football programs and coming from always being the best, like most NFL players have been their whole careers, it's an adjustment. But if you can get used to that and you can find the constructive criticism in there, you can really become a very good football player. And I think that's what he does, is he finds a way to bring out the best in him.
JJ, your former coach at Wisconsin, at Arkansas, Brett was here yesterday. We talked about you, and he said really nothing what you're doing. Nothing you do surprises him. Some thoughts about how proud they are of you that you still bleed. You're so close to Wisconsin and the program and all that. Some thoughts about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so close to Wisconsin. I'm very – obviously both my brothers playing in Wisconsin, everything that I got to experience at the University of Wisconsin, have such strong ties there, such love for that program and that the whole state of Wisconsin, really. I mean, I really enjoyed my time there, and I really enjoyed the people and everything about it. And so I think that's why I love going back to Wisconsin. That's why it'll always be home for me. It was such a great time, and I love that university and everything about it. And they made me who I am.
You've talked a great deal about your love for this organization, this city, and all that sort of thing. And we've touched on it already about what it would mean to this organization, to your owner, to see this team get over the hump on Sunday, do something they've never done. Some thoughts about that.
Right. It's a great challenge ahead. We really look forward to the opportunity. I mean, it's Indianapolis. It's the Colts and the Texans. You know, it's a great – it's two good football teams with some history, and we really look forward to that challenge on Sunday.
O'Brien said O'Brien said that he views this as like a playoff game for y'all because of the importance of it. Do y'all feel the same?
Yeah, I mean, I think for a couple weeks now we've been in that situation where we know that we need to win. And so when you look at it like that, every game does become a playoff game because you really don't have any other choice. We know what's at stake, and we need to go out there and we need to play our best game because if we don't, they're a very good football team.
So are you going to root for Ohio State in their playoff game? Or is it Big Ten loyalty?
I don't know. I just like watching good games. You know, I really don't I don't think that in depth about it, really. I just like watching good football, so it'll be fun. But, I mean, obviously, I'm 100% a Badger at heart. So this is just temporary.
So you'll be watching the Cotton Bowl for sure then?
Who's in the Cotton Bowl?
Bader and Michigan State.
Oh, John, of course, John. I mean, I would like you to get up here so we could question you about the playoff committee and see what you had to say. That'd be a fun interview.
Will you be watching South Park tonight?
No, I won't be. I'll probably. What time does it come on? I don't know. 9? I'll just be falling asleep probably. I'll be sliding into bed about that time. But no, I just found out about that yesterday. So I've never seen an episode of South Park before. But I have now. I've heard what they do to people. So it'll be pretty interesting to see what they have to say. There's some pretty big names on there, so it's an honor. And I don't know, a lot of my friends think it's really, really cool, so I guess that means something. They'll all be watching for me.